Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And as you do, I'm going to just talk at you a little bit. Prayer is as old as man, if you think about it. What was man created for? He was created in God's image to communicate and to praise him. But the scripture goes on to tell us, though, there in Genesis 4:26, and it goes like this: "And to Seth was born a son. His name was Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." So in so many words, that scripture kind of starts off the time that man began to call upon the name of the Lord and pray. So I want you to think here and keep in mind that prayer is our communication to God. But in a little it brought up that fact, the fact that prayer in itself is as old as man, as universal as religion, as instinctive as breathing. Now, I put in parentheses, though, it can only be as instinctive as breathing as believers in God, those that are second or twice born, if you will. So those, and the word born again, that's why I put twice born in there, because that heading has been abused over the last, 20, 30 years. But trusting the Lord as your Savior and resting solely in Christ's finished work, that and only then can somebody come to the Lord in prayer, except for those that are calling upon the name of the Lord for salvation. So, okay. And prayer, number one, there's two kinds of prayers: a prayer that does not reach God, and number two, a prayer that does reach God. Now think about that. Did you know that if you're not right with the Lord, your prayer doesn't go any farther than the ceiling? That's a fact. I'm not going to dwell on that, but Scripture will back me up on that. And let's see. And then our text, let's go ahead and, I guess it'd be good for me to turn there. All right, this is a good illustration as Jesus is talking about here, the parable of the Pharisees and the publican, or the tax collector. Let's start off in verse 9. "He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I pray twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, as we ponder on your word and we ask, Lord, your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, Lord, for it is the Spirit of God that can interpret your word and challenge us to live more righteous and more holy, Father. As, Father, we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, it's how much he has of us is the greatest question. Bless now, Father, as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So Jesus obviously is amongst some people that think they're holier than thou. I don't know. Most of you have been around people that might at least come across to you that they're really religious and this, that, and the other. But if you're around them any length of time, you might see chinks in their spiritual armor. You might see a life that's not quite up to par as far as the scriptures are teaching. And so that's where we are here in as Christ is amongst these religious people. And he talks in a parable to these individuals. Now, the first person he brings up is the Pharisees. Now, Pharisees in the scripture are the religious leaders. They have spent enormous amount of time studying and poring over. All you have to do is study Paul's life. He was a Pharisee. He was brought up, I think, from an adolescent, studying the scriptures, knowing the interpretation of the scriptures from the Old Testament standpoint. And so these are people that you would look up to, if you will. They were the popes of that day, I guess. But anyways, the Pharisees, in his religious pride, expects God to answer because, and we're talking about him praying now, according to this passage, because he thought himself worthy or worth it. He informs God, and this is kind of almost funny, he informs God of his own goodness. And of course, if you know Romans 3:10, there are none righteous, no, not one. And verse 23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So evidently, he wasn't aware of those two facts. So God is letting him ramble on. So he's sharing the fact that he's worthy and he's done a lot of good things and he's better than other people, especially this publican that's down there where he's at. And he boasted of his goodness of works. He says, I fast and I give. And this kind of prayer is the type of prayer that doesn't go any further than the ceiling. Why? Because this prayer is showing nothing but self-righteousness. And what's the scripture teach us? That our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. And he should have known that from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. So, we've got the prayer that's not going anywhere because he's too good. He doesn't need any help. And really, if you think about it, he really doesn't need God. Now, the second person, this publican, he comes to pray. He came to God humbly. And the scripture says that he didn't so much as lift his eyes to heaven because he felt so unworthy. He knew and confessed that he was a sinner. And he begged God for mercy. This kind of prayer does reach God. This is the prayer of a righteous man. Turn to James chapter 5 and verse 16. And this will tell you the result of this man's prayer. James 5 and verse 16. Okay. Scripture starts off, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that ye may be healed, and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I guess my question to each one of you, as well as myself, is which one are you? We need to be humble before the Lord because we're a needy people. But that does not give us a ticket into his presence. We have to know where we come from. We have to know that we need mercy. We don't deserve it. We need mercy, and we need God. That's another standpoint of prayer. It's us coming to an almighty God, humbly letting him know that he is worthy, and we need help. That's where we had to start. All of us that know him as our Savior, we had to come to him humbly and admit our need. And you know what? That doesn't change. We still need him. When we come to the point that we feel we don't need God, that's where our prayers end. Our prayers are bouncing off the ceilings. And I believe that the book of Isaiah talks about the ceiling or the prayers hitting the ceiling of those religious leaders of that day because they were pious. They didn't need God until it was too late. Let's us be like the psalmist and humble ourselves and let God know we need him. We need him. And hopefully that will set us straight. As long as we start off every morning with a humble heart, instead of being haughty like the Pharisee, God will hear us. All right, I think it's time for, let's see if I can find my prayer sheet.